Former Russian President Boris Yeltsin, the flamboyant leader who oversaw the final collapse of the Soviet Union, died today. He was 76. Yeltsin became president of Russia in 1991 and will be remembered by many Americans for challenging the old Soviet system.
The Russian laws and the Russian constitution have priority over laws of the Soviet Union. That's the most important thing. Sovereignty entails an independent domestic and foreign policy.
In August of 1991, hardliners in the Kremlin attempted a coup against Mikhail Gorbachev. Yeltsin defied them, leaping onto a tank in front of the Russian parliament and rallying tens of thousands of supporters to defend democracy. That episode sealed his place in history as the man who would push Russia toward democracy and a market economy. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, Yeltsin set about overhauling the economy, lifting many price controls, developing a private sector, and allowing foreign investment. He also championed a free press and opened Russia's borders to foreign travel. But many of his reforms plunged millions of Russians into poverty and led to severe food shortages. Yeltsin also led Russia into a brutal war with separatist rebels in Chechnya, in which tens of thousands were killed. Yeltsin resigned in 1999, and at the time, then-President Bill Clinton summed up Yeltsin's impact on Russia, saying, quote, "No one deserves a larger share of the credit for this transformation than Yeltsin himself. For all his difficulties, he has been brave, visionary, and forthright, and he has earned the right to be called the father of Russian democracy." This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in Washington.